teasing the return of the Demon. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, September 4th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
Roman Reigns is still the Universal Champion. He used a guillotine choke to beat Finn Balor in the main event of last night's SmackDown. But these two may not be done with one another. After the match, red lights and the sound of a heartbeat indicated we may soon see the return of Balor's demon persona. WWE is setting the stage for a big SmackDown next Friday at New York's Madison Square Garden. Brock Lesnar is set to appear on that show. Edge is set for a SummerSlam rematch with Seth Rollins next week. Cesaro beat Rollins via disqualification last night when Rollins introduced a steel chair into the match. Rollins used that chair to beat up on Cesaro after the match before Edge ran out for the save. Also set for next Friday, a contract signing between SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair for a title match at Extreme Rules. Circling back to last night's show, the Street Profits beat the SmackDown tag champs The Usos via disqualification in a non-title match. Sami Zayn pinned Dominic Mysterio with a Helluva kick. Rick Boogs pinned Dolph Ziggler with a pump handle slam. And Logan Paul showed up and helped Happy Corbin lay out Kevin Owens. We got an announcement on Friday that Charlotte Flair will defend her Raw Women's Championship against Nia Jax on Monday's Raw. Yahoo News reports WWE has dissolved its subsidiary in Japan after letting go of more than 100 wrestlers and staff over the past several months.
AEW.
AEW set the stage for All Out and Beyond on last night's Rampage. Darby Allin used the Last Supper to pin Daniel Garcia in the main event. 2.0 jumped Allin after the match before CM Punk ran down to ringside and gave Darby an opening to fight them off. Punk and Allin were staring each other down as the show ended. Chris Statlander overcame the odds to win a two-on-one match against Jamie Hayter and Rebel. Red Velvet was out after the match to help run off Dr. Britt Baker and her pals. Malakai Black beat Lee Johnson, and after the match, Dustin Rhodes challenged Black to a match on next Wednesday's Dynamite. An in-ring promo by the TNT champion Miro was interrupted by his challenger at All Out, Eddie Kingston, and Kingston managed to lay out Miro with a DDT. Pac versus Andrade El Idolo, which was dropped from the All Out card due to travel issues, is now set for next Friday's Rampage.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is at the MetLife Dome in Saitama Saturday and Sunday for two big Wrestle Grand Slam Stadium shows. Sunday's show will see Shingo Takagi's return from a bout with COVID-19. He'll defend the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship against Evil in the main event. Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. defend the IWGP tag titles in a three-way against Tetsuya Naito and Sanada and Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi. Hiromu Takahashi challenges Robbie Eagles for the IWGP Junior title. The junior tag titles are on the line as El Fantasmo and Taiji Ishimori defend against Yoshinobu Kanemaru and El Desperado, plus Kazuchika Okada and Tomohiro Ishii versus Jeff Cobb and Great O'Khan, and a special Stardom tag match, Momo Watanabe and Saya Kamatani versus Julia and Siori. Start time on Sunday is 1:30 a.m. Eastern. On Friday's New Japan Strong, Josh Alexander beat the aforementioned Daniel Garcia, TJP beat Ray Horace, and Hikuleo beat Matt Morris in the main event. Hikuleo tried to continue the beating after the match, but Juice Robinson ran out for the save. Fans of Major League Wrestling have been waiting for this match. The date is now set for a title versus title clash between MLW champion Jacob Fatu and the national openweight champion Alex Hammerstone. It's going to go down at MLW's Fightland show in Philadelphia on October 2nd. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, September 4th. I'm reporting to you this morning from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. We are here for All Out, so make sure you're following us on social media for our on-site reports this weekend. We also invite you to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next news update. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.